Hello, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. John Kao with Local Splash. How are you? Hi, Maria. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay, great. So appreciate you taking the call. Is now an okay time, and then we'll start
yes.
the setup process? Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, so I'll move quickly in the interest of time, of course. I'm sure you have lots of asbestos to test and and mold to remediate soon. So now, just to make sure I have everything here set up properly, for Avera Environmental, it's an LLC, correct?
Yes.
And the address we have on file, 1521 Margaret Street in Woodbridge, Virginia, 22191, is that still correct?
Yes.
And the website of AveraEnvironmental.com, we're just going to promote that website. We're not going to make you a new one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So all that is good there. The correct number we have for the business, the one I'm calling you on, 340-4499. Do you want any different number showing on, like, Facebook ads or anything like that?
No, you could use that one.
Okay. And just to let you know, how it's going to work is when we start running your listing and managing that, once we get everything verified on Google, the way it's going to set up is that the listing will have a slightly different number, only so you have trackability, just so that way you can hold us accountable, similar to what I believe Ismail is doing as well, where in short, you'll be able to see in real-time analytics what type of volume we're generating for you, so that way you can justify even using us in month number two, for example, right? So we do provide that. Your customers won't notice any difference. You won't notice any difference. It's just the number that they're actually calling online is going to be slightly different, but not to be confused with Angie's platform where they actually announce, like, thank you for calling Angie's. None of that's going to happen here. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. And, of course, if you ever want to turn it off, you can at any time. Again, the main reason that we even have it turned on it's just so that way when we say we produce 20 calls for you in a certain month, you'll have direct evidence of that in real time on your end as well.
And so that phone number is going to be different from my 449 number, but it'll still link to the 449, right?
Right. When you get a call from a client, you won't even notice a difference. But
right.
if you looked at the actual phone number on the profile and looked at the digits of the phone number, which, as you know, no one really does anymore, right? They just press the button to call.
So if they
look at the actual digits, it'll be slightly different from your phone number, correct?
Okay.
All right. And, again, you can turn that off at any time. We usually just turn it on in the beginning, just to remember accountability is important in this industry. So that way you can make sure we're getting you the results. For the services you offer, I put in asbestos abatement, mold remediation, demolition, testing, environmental testing, anything else you, I should probably put mold testing as well, asbestos
yeah,
testing.
Mold. Yeah, mold, asbestos, and lead testing. And then mold mitigation or remediation, lead abatement also. I think that's it.
Environmental inspections or something like that, right? Some people may look at that. Or mold inspections.
It's more of a survey. But yeah,
right, right.
Put all of that, and then when they
we're trying to think about keywords, right? Like, what type of keywords are people doing, right? Do I want to have an asbestos inspection, or do I have an asbestos like test? You know, so that's what I mean. I'm just trying to think in the
Got
mind
it.
Of a searcher.
Yeah, I guess that would be more simpler, in simpler terms.
All right. Okay. So that's fine for there. If there's anything else you want to add, we'll do that during onboarding. So onboarding is a 30-minute call. You can schedule it for any time you want. We have availability all day today, the last slot being from actually, we don't have availability this afternoon anymore. My apologies. We have availability all day tomorrow, earliest slot from 10 to 11 a.m., and the last slot of the day from 6 to 7 p.m.
Okay, tomorrow 10 to 11.
Okay, tomorrow 10 to 11, all right. I want to send you an invite for that shortly. Not using anyone for SEO up, at this time, I'm assuming, correct?
I'm not using who?
Anyone else for the services we offer? I mean, I have to ask the questions for the questionnaire, but
No. I haven't used anybody. No, I haven't used anybody in a while. We used to have it was a mess. So I've been traumatized. So I ended up paying so much money and not getting any results that I just gave up on that whole marketing and trying to promote leads and paying for leads and all that. So we kind of got off of it. And then on top of it, you know, luckily we've been good with business that we haven't really been in need for it. But, you know, I've been hearing from somebody else I also heard. It wasn't just Ismael. It was somebody else that told me that they're using Local Splash. But he said he had just started it and he hadn't seen any results yet. But he doesn't do abatement. He was more for the inspections or whatnot. So he told me to. So I was like, you know what, let me give it a try. It doesn't hurt to give it a try if it's, you know, it's a reasonable price. And
yeah, like when you do testing only, it's harder a little bit only because the keywords diminish, right? Like, especially with abatement, may involve testing beforehand, which is you're able to do, where if someone's looking just for testing, it is a little bit different in who's searching for what.
Exactly.
So I understand that. Okay. You're going to get an email with the, you should get the invite via email shortly if you didn't already from jcal@localsplash.com. You're also going to get an email when we're done with the call for the Google business verification setup there. And then from what I recall, you already have a Facebook page, right? Let me just find that here.
Yes.
Okay, I found that. So we're going to run ads on Facebook. You don't need us to do any refreshing on that, right? Your Facebook page, you're happy with how everything is set up already, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, let me make sure I have that. Okay, cool. I got the right domain there. The only thing I'd say is if you want us to, do you want us to put a digital business card on? Because when your Facebook business page pops up, I see a photo of the crew. The more commonly thing that people see is a digital business card that briefly lists the services and the phone number. Again, just thinking about it from the cell phone.
That would be my husband that he doesn't get it, and I keep telling him to take that down. He doesn't listen. So, yeah.
Okay.
Please.
So yes, needs Facebook page refreshed with digital business card on first page, etc. Okay, I'm just putting those notes in there so they can do that. Don't need a new website. And obviously, you already have your own domain, so let me just go ahead and copy and paste that here. And then we'll do that, again, that call tracking so you have data of all of it. Now, service area, I know you mentioned some of the cities being like Virginia Beach. You said Norfolk as well. Those are target areas for Facebook ads, right?
Give me one second. Let me pull something up here that I have. Just got in, and I see. So more of the Chesterfield, Virginia area, more Richmond.
Okay.
Chesterfield, and then Richmond, obviously, because Richmond is open to all the other little towns that are around there, from what I gather.
Okay, so that's where you want us to target, and you can expand it from there, but that's what I'm putting as target areas for Facebook ads, those two predominant locations. And then, of course, for Google optimization.
For that one, I would want to think, I just know where the market is for Springfield area, Alexandria.
So for Google optimization and your Google business profile, showing that you do Springfield, Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia, and then also, anywhere else that you want to put there? Services, all of coastal Virginia. Is that pretty accurate too?
Yes.
You said you service all of the coast of Virginia, so that way we can make sure that, because sometimes on Google they'll do that little, like an outline of your service area. You probably would want to include that if you can get it like that. Okay. And the last thing for today is hours of operation you want listed online?
So Monday through Saturday,
mm-hmm.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Closed Sunday, even though they're still probably going to call you, right?
Yeah, which is fine. We're not closed on Sundays. We're always open, but I always just leave it. But they still call.
Got
it's
it.
Fine.
And then for your the address you gave me, that's a home base where you don't want it published online. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay. All right. That's everything for the questionnaire for today. Again, we'll make sure a lot more detail is presented and give you the availability to even set zip codes if you want to during tomorrow's call, if you want to include that. As far as the rest of today's call, it's really just the payment process. So let me just pull that up here. And on the card you'll be using is also the name Maria Orantes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Billing address on the card, 1521 Margaret Street in Woodbridge, VA, 22191?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get everything set up here.
And I'm assuming this is reoccurring, correct, every month?
Yeah, so the list price would have been $299, so thank you for mentioning the Ismail, because that's what you got the discount. I'm sorry, the lowest
yes.
list price I ever could have offered was $299. My apologies. Our list price is like $499 online, but... So the fact that you were able to mention that, it did get you a $50 savings each month as well, on top of,
you
know, our lowest rate. And then the last thing for, again, the initial setup is going to have a $99 one-time fee. So today's charge
mm-hmm.
will be $348. And, give me 1 second. Let me get it all pulled up here. All right, when you have a discount, I just have to put a couple things in right now to activate it.
And what will it be there after, you said?
$249. Your monthly fee is $249.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then we allow you to choose a security question. So here's how it works with onboarding. Starting with tomorrow's call at 10, we're always going to call you from that 877 number, the same one I sent you the text from, 877-635-6225. So just make sure you save that as local/in your contacts if you haven't done so already. I'm still available for you to reach out to. You can always shoot me a call, email, text. You have my contact information. I'll be available to be a voice or a sounding board, if you will, and let's say you need a mouthpiece to say, hey, onboarding team, I need this done, or whatever the case may be, that's okay. I can do that for you. But most of the time when you get calls from us, it'll come from that 877 number because the onboarding team will either call for, like, asking for login information for one thing or another or whatever the case may be. So the reason why we give you a security question is you'll be fielding so many calls. Sometimes you might get a call that's not from us, but someone who's trying to sound like us because, you know, they noticed you online and you know, our work sometimes is noticed from other competitors, right? So all that being said, we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name so you can make sure if there's any stranger danger moment that you can quickly test us.
Okay, so the dog?
Okay, and the answer?
Dolly, D-O-L-L-Y.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we have that there. And I'm ready for the card whenever you are, but I won't charge it until we do the voice verification or the quality assurance portion of the call.
Okay. It is 5269-2600.
Okay. 2600, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
6227.
Mm-hmm.
4084.
And the expiration?
1128.
And there's 3 digits on the back?
370.
So Sorry, if it's a newer card, maybe all the numbers are on the back. So I know I'm so used to seeing the three digits on the back. All right, so everything, again, for the 348, we'll charge that in a second. But for now, we're just going to do the voice verification portion of the call. Just to verify I have everything correct, I have the business name is Avera Environmental LLC. And then you as Maria Orantes, the owner of the business. Is that correct?
It's actually Carlos Vera, the owner of the business.
Carlos Vera. Okay.
Carlos,
so
if you would put. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, are you using the card in your name or is it a card in Carlos's name?
No, the card is under my name.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll leave you on file. Is Carlos ever going to do any of the marketing?
No. He doesn't do anything. I do all of that administrative stuff.
Okay, cool. No. So what is your job title or what do you want me to put as your job title during this voice verification?
I do the administrative, all the administrative billing.
Do you want to be called like, chief administrator, marketing manager, marketing director?
Sure.
Like again, okay.
Marketing manager, fine.
Okay, we'll say marketing manager. Okay, so that's fine. We'll do that during voice verification. I'll go ahead and begin now. And then so that way, you know, we can start here. Any questions, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Maria. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Again, thank you for choosing us here. Now, this call or this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Avera Environmental.
And it's LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then please state your name and your job title within the business.
Maria Orantes, and job title is marketing coordinator.
Okay. And as a marketing coordinator, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So to get results as fast as possible, Maria, it is important you're actively involved in your marketing campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide the security question to verify the call is coming from us in the event of any confusion. When we do call, we will call from 877-635-6225. So make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. And when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls as best you can, as well as emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other companies that to do online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 9, 2024. In the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the ninth day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that same number of 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges on your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for the $348 right now. You'll receive a welcome to Local Splash email that says, please click here to view your initial invoice. You'll also get that via text message. What that is basically everything we talked about outlined in writing. Your Facebook ads being live within 7 to 14 days. We're not even doing a website for you. So you're going to see something talking about a website. That's not relevant to you. My apologies. And then there's also there's things like Google Guaranteed on that disclosure that's not relevant to you as well. So everything that we talked about that's relevant to you is, again, the Facebook ads, the optimization online on Google and things like that. Okay, so if you ever want to partake us into doing a website for you, just let us know. You can still decide to do that by tomorrow's onboarding call. I know you saw the sample website, so I have you earmarked as getting that for free if you want it. But if you don't want it, just let us know. That's okay. Okay? It would be on the same exact domain. Sure.
Let me ask you one more question. For the promoting on Facebook, how do you do that? How does that work?
So basically, we're going to set up your business profile, and then we're going to start running Facebook ads for you. The Facebook ads work like this. If someone is searching for asbestos abatement or any of the services that you offer on Google or other platforms, when they're on Facebook, and you've noticed this if you have your own Facebook account, you'll notice sometimes ads will show up in your newsfeed that are very, very relevant to something you searched for recently. Have you ever seen that before?
Yes. Yeah.
That's how those Facebook ads work. They're very effective because you hit people later on in the evening when they're otherwise just scrolling through social media. So their likelihood of reaching out is increased almost to where they're more than twice as effective as Google ads doing the same thing. Because Google, you'll notice when you search on Google, there's 20 different companies that you see at the same time. On Facebook, yours is the only ad they see in that moment. So it's a really effective form of that. But the reason why we do the $100 towards that, Facebook ads are so much less expensive than Google ads. They're about 20 times less expensive. So that $100 goes a lot further than you think, since you're only being charged like on the cents per ad that is a click through. But we set your budget to $100 a month, so that way there's no overages that you'll be charged for or anything like that. It's just you see how that works. And if you ever want to increase that, a lot of our clients do increase that as they see it being effective, just because, as you mentioned, you have so many different zip codes you might want to scale outwards to. So, you know, we would always leave the door open to increase your ad spend.
And then you said that the number is 877-635-225?
635-6225, the same number that I sent you the text messages from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Anything else? Obviously, you can reach out. Do you want me to send you one more, like, email, just so that way you have a way to respond if you want to give us, like, photos or logo artwork or anything like that, so we can help build out your
Google
business
profile? Yeah, if you
could
email me. Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Let me just do that right now while we're talking. I was just going to say reply to all with photos and logo artworks, just so you have that. And you'll have a direct line into me as well via email. So just sent that right now so you can see that. And then I'm CCing the support team, so that way when you do send in photos or logo artwork, anything that you want on the things we'll be building out for you for Facebook and the Google Business Profile, just, you know, send it that way, and I'll make sure the support team sees it if they don't see it when you reply to all, okay?
Okay.
You should have that email already?
Yes, I do. Okay. No, that's not you. You're not John, are you?
Yeah. It says J. Kyle at Local Splash. John Kyle, yeah.
No, I'm getting all these emails coming in as I'm speaking with you, and I'm...
Yeah, you're getting tons of Local Splash stuff. For sure.
I don't know. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
You got welcome to Locust Flash, but then you got one personally from me. Hopefully you should have that.
Yeah. No, I actually have a bit, somebody that's something else, like work related, and I thought that was you. They were like, we need you to come and leave the abatement drywall. I'm like, that's not you. Okay, got it.
Right. That'd be fast, getting you a job that quickly. Then we'd be really
I know. Crazy. I was like, it's somebody else. Alrighty then. So
nice.
That's it. Let me see if I have any. Okay, Google Flash. So now I have a dashboard that I go into and all of that.
Right. That's where you'll be able to see real-time analytics, right? Nothing is really active just yet, but yes, you'll have access to that in real time. That way, if you ever miss a call, you'll be able to see the actual phone number it came from. So it does record that, similar to, you know, what you'd have on your cell phone, but this way you'll have it on the analytics side as well.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty then, I think it's everything I need, and then they'll finish setting everything up tomorrow, you said?
Correct. During the onboarding call, any questions that you have that weren't answered during our call, feel free to reach out. Make sure you review the terms and conditions, as I mentioned, where you see everything outlined in writing. And as soon as you do review that and everything lines up with what we talked about, there's two checkboxes at the bottom. Sign it as Maria Orantes, and then that'll be fine. As long as you complete that by tomorrow morning's call, we'll be okay. If you have any questions, though, we'll definitely review that with you during the call, okay?
Okay. Alrighty then. Sounds good. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Maria. Well, thank you so much. Hey, thank you for taking the time. And again, my apologies for interrupting dinner last Friday. But other than that,
We were actually out of town, so that's why it was so important. We were at like a place. We were out at the beach. We took a trip, so we just got back.
I mean, you deserve that every once in a while, right? Like, I mean, take a holiday, please. All right, good. All right,
absolutely.
Maria.
We'll check in tomorrow at ten.
And, I'll be there to introduce you to the onboarding team, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.